Looking for a job? You're in luck. The South Carolina Department of Employment and Workforce, better known as DOE, they are here in the studio this morning with a list of job fairs and job opportunities that are taking place here in our backyard. We're going to bring in Nathan Melichamp to take us out to the first job fair. It's going to take place on Friday, March the 14th.
Absolutely. So we have this month a lot of good partnership with our education partners, schools, universities who have been hosting their own events for students in that population, but are wanting to do more, be more, and offer more resource to the community. So the first one will be at Floyd D. Johnson, the York Comp Floyd D. Johnson Center. That will be March 14th. Exclusive time for the public. They'll be doing a little bit for students, and then for the public will be 11 to 12 that morning. You can find a flyer online for both events we'll talk about, SC Works Catawba, LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, anything like that. On that flyer, there is a link in the QR code you can go to see directions, parking, the employers that will be there, jobs that are offered. For any of that have not been to Floyd D. Johnson, it's like a junior college. So you get up and be like, okay, where do I go? So we have tried to detail all of that in the flyer so you know exactly what to expect the day of, what to bring, how to put your best foot forward.
And who will be hiring at that event?
We have close to 40 employers industry-wide. We have a lot of manufacturing. We have a lot of healthcare, some good finance opportunities. We have really tried to keep it in York County because I know that's something for me, being here only a little over 3 years now with DOE. I don't know if we've ever had a big event in York County. So we are very excited to be able to get to that part of our region, offer something for the employers and for the people there, that it is right there ready to go in their backyard.
And what a great opportunity that you're not only inviting the public to come, but that you're doing this for students. It's such a great opportunity for them to learn interview skills, how to come to an interview, resume writing. Will you be able to help people like you do at some of these other job fairs on site, or is this something that they need to come prepared, ready to go?
Yes, we will be able to help out with the attending and communicating and all of that. We won't have our mobile unit there, so please, if you do not have any resumes printed out, you can come by one of our centers beforehand, the Rock Hill Center, in the BTC building across from York Tech. That would be available so you can print some out. But other than that, we'll help you navigate where you need to go.
Great.
Nathan, take us out to the job fair in Lancaster County. This is going to be at USCL job fair on Tuesday, March the 25th.
Yes. So same thing. This has been a more ongoing partnership, but we have a great relationship with the Lancaster chapter of the University of South Carolina. They will be having as well a public and student job fair the 25th of March. That'll be from 10 to 1 p.m. Same deal. You can find that flyer online with the QR code to go to see all the employers that are there, what they're hiring for. That one, I believe, 35, so pretty close to the same number, and that one will be closer to Lancaster County. So if you are open to commuting, if you're in Rock Hill, if you live closer to Lancaster, if you just want to see, hey, who's out there, that's a great one to be able to come to expand a little bit, see more businesses that are in our area.
So will the employers that are at that job fair be from both Lancaster and York counties, Chester
yes.
counties as well?
Mm-hmm. There will be some from Chester and Rock Hill, mainly Lancaster, but there will be a good number that service all three counties.
And real quick, we've got about a minute left. Nathan, tell us about the job fair that's going to take place in Rock Hill on March the 26th at Clinton College.
Yes. So that is another great one. I unfortunately do not have a flyer for that one, but great partnership to be able. They are also opening that to the public. For those, a lot of people still don't know, we have a great HBCU here in our community. We've been able to partner with them on a lot. Their team there has done a fantastic job of setting this event up for all the employers that will be there. So we really enjoy these partnerships, not only be able to go and to see and to work together, but we want to bring these opportunities to the public to where, again, we're putting you in front of employers. I know we talk about it all the time. A lot of times you just apply, you sit back, cross your fingers, and hope someone gets to you. We want to do more than that. So you have 3 points in the next month to be able to get in front of employers, talk to them, put your best foot forward, and we want to help provide that resource.
And of course, we will continue to let everyone know about these job fairs as they're getting closer. Get that resume ready, brush up on your interview skills, put your best foot forward, a strong handshake, a hello, look them in the eye, and that job could be yours. Mm-hmm. Nathan Melichamp, again, is from the Department of Employment and Workforce. Nathan, we certainly appreciate it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you.